We are now exempt from this 10% that is coming on board because we were finished 2 months too early. The statistics that I have been given is that there was 43 people finished by that March deadline. Of that there, 20 of them were outer leaf and 23 were full demolitions. Of the 23, only 9 are over that cap. So there's only 9 of us that are in that. I have the information on 2 others and myself. So there's 6 other people who were finished prior to that deadline.
Your issue is you want to get in touch with those people so the 9 of you can get together and make a concerted attempt to contact the housing minister, get a campaign going and make sure that you're now included in that payment. You really need them to make contact with you.
Well, absolutely. Well, I need to know the figures. Figures are obviously going to be a big factor, as it's going to be accountants and this, that, and the other. It's still only going to be a small percentage of the overall scheme in the end up. And it's a serious injustice for us for being the guinea pigs, basically, at the start of the scheme.
Do we know why that March 24 date was set, given that there are 9 that were over the cap that completed beforehand? Why did they not set a completion date of March 23? This could have all been avoided.
That's a simple answer, but there's a lot of simple answers throughout it. The logic that they come up with is it's a year since they announced the enhanced scheme. This was 1 year later. But anybody who's rebuilding a house, it's tight work to get it done inside a year. So the year was a bit unrealistic, I think.